I'm CT. When I'm not hosting podcasts, I live in the real world. I mean, everybody's got to have a job, right? Well, my job happens to be CS, customer service, solutions, relationships, and generating just enough motivation to keep my team pumped up and totally connected to every single person who has chosen to stop into our location. This is CTCS, episode number 60, Holy Gift Cards, Tropical Storm Nicole, and Bubble Tea. Here we go. The first steps of today's transition walk. Day number one of four, headed back to a regular schedule. A transition walk is what I do each day when I go from being a podcaster who's blessed with the opportunity to talk to a lot of very interestingly famous people. And we dive into some very deep subjects. One of them today, I was with, a U.S. soldier who's written a book. And he says that the stories of the men and women who have gone to Afghanistan, Iraq, and other places of war, we don't know their stories. And so that's what his book is about, is that he sat down with these men and women that have served this nation. And you go deep and dark. And then another conversation I got into was with a podcaster that's doing a investigative reporting on the state's biggest mass murder in Ohio. And the deepness and the darkness, and it just totally screws with your head. And then you go stand in customer service and serve people. So I need these transition walks, and I think more people need to do it more often so they can, you know, get their head on straight, as my father would say.
Now, Eyewitness News tracking the very latest on Tropical Storm Nicole still battering Florida. We'll talk about the timeline of when it gets to us and the expectations of the impact.
Yeah, I just wanted to capture that. That's going to be our day today. Everybody's going to be running into the store because of the my wild bird in the background and Hurricane Nicole. It's a little crowded in the store today for a Thursday. I mean, I realize it is senior day and things like that, but, you know, crowded because of the tropical storm, which they say is going to swing around the city, but still people, you know, they want to get loaded up on whatever they can for as little as they can. So, and hey, you know what a really good thing is that's going to be happening tomorrow is that it's Veterans Day, so anybody who has served our nation is going to get 11% off from what they're spending.
You got gift cards for the holidays?
This is for the Jubilee store that our church is doing.
Oh, very cool.
Anyway, our church does this Jubilee store for needy at risk, and they can come in and they shop for their children.
Oh, cool.
And they get a new toy or new whatever item,
awesome.
Not softly used, but new, and then we give the moms $50 gift card for food.
South Park Church over by South Park Mall did something like that. They went over to Regal Phillips Place to all the employees, and when we first went into lockdown, and so all the employees got gift cards from the church.
So
I think that's amazing that you guys do that.
It's a wonderful thing that's kind of grown through the
years. Yeah. Which church are you at?
I'm at Mars Park Presbyterian.
Well, of course. Yeah, that's a beautiful church too. What I saw was that she was, anybody that's leaning down on the floor, I'm thinking, are they injured? What's going on? And all of a sudden I saw her arms full of all of these cards. And I thought, that looks like a theft. Something's not right here. And that's when I looked at you and said, look over my shoulder.
Yeah, and I thought, maybe you're exaggerating. And then I looked and she had two arms full of gift cards. And I was like, oh my God. But then I thought, she can steal them, but they're not going to be any good to her. But then when she goes, I want every one you have.
Yeah.
That was almost $4,000.
Yeah.
I've never seen that in my life.
Well, now she's got 12,000 fuel points.
12,000 fuel points. It's going to take, she's not, there's no way she's going to use those before the end of November.
That's it.
No way.
That's it.
It's like a record. I've never seen that before.
Look at you. You just won $290, man. Good job. Wow. Congratulations. So was that pick three or pick four?
Pick three.
Pick three. Wow.
Let me get in on that action.
So do you go out and spend it on a dinner tonight, or you take it home and put it away?
I got to be there. That's pretty fun.
Come on up here, guy. How are you doing?
How are we doing, man?
Doing very well. You're not out there riding that bike tonight, are you?
Yeah, I'm riding that roller coaster.
You know exactly where this is.
In the rain?
On
the
weather. Yeah, I done wrong by coming out in the weather.
Goodness, and you don't even have a raincoat on. We got that tropical storm out there?
Huh?
We got that
right now, it's kind of misty, like.
Okay.
Yeah. Uh-huh. How much is it?
That'll be $6.44.
Hey, yeah.
Would you like a bag? Yes, you're going to get a bag. You're on that bike. Yeah.
You doing okay, man?
I'm doing fantastic. I'm always doing fantastic when I see you, man.
Okay, yeah. You know, I appreciate you.
Here, you got an extra one there, right? It's $6.44.
Oh, six.
Yeah,
you got 2 minutes.
Yeah. Now, the rain's supposed to hit really tomorrow morning, so.
It was supposed to get tomorrow, right?
Yeah.
Man, that's tough down there in that part of the country.
Yeah. Are you down in Florida? Oh, it's unbelievably bad down there right now.
I had an uncle live down there years ago before he passed. For years, man.
Wow.
He passed.
Wow.
And he came back up here to move back at home.
Right.
Him and his lady, what he was living with. I said, you know, I'd like to go down there and visit that country, but I never get to go.
Yeah.
Hey, maybe one day I might before I leave here.
There you go. All right, man. Well, you have a great day, okay?
Yeah.
Thanks for sharing your laugh with me.
Yeah, you know, hey, me, you cool.
That's it. Have fun, dude.
You too.
A beautiful woman that just came in there brings back a package of Trojans and toilet paper. She said that my mom didn't want my stepbrother to have these Trojans, and I thought, this is a setup. Somebody wants it. Are they filming around me or what? I've never had a beautiful woman.
Have a good day.
Like, it's almost like I felt like I was participating in the porn.
Yeah, she was quite attractive. And then I saw what you had, and I was going to ask you what happened with that. Did you ask her if anything was wrong with him, or did she just volunteer?
No, I asked no questions.
She just volunteered that to you?
Yeah, she sure did. She says that my stepmom said that my brother couldn't have him. So at least she was buying Trojans.
So she wants her stepbrother, or the mother wants the stepson to get a girl pregnant.
I'll go with you on that. Yeah. I thought it was a good thing for the stepsister to do.
Yeah, that's irresponsible as a parent, but whatever. It's not my kid.
Yeah.
But at the same time, you know, we've got an epidemic of teenage pregnancies in this country, and then we don't want a child who's clearly practicing
safe sex,
unprotected sex, who's been, you know, yeah.
Wow.
That's it is what it is, man. I mean, you get a glimpse into everyone in people's daily lives, and you never know what you're going to get from day to day.
That's right. You know, it's like the women that buy the pins. The guys don't come in to buy it, but the women do.
Exactly.
So who wins, Black Adam or Superman in a fight?
Superman, always.
No.
Absolutely.
No.
You know why?
It's The Rock, man. We're talking about The Rock.
No, negative. He's a bad guy.
But that's okay. Bad guys win.
Bad guys win battles. They don't win the war. So he might take him down in one fight, but there's going to be more than one fight.
Oh, my God. You know, it reminds me of an interview I had today with a U.S. soldier. And he says when the officers would come in and say, we're in it to win it, he says every soldier would look at each other because that was their way of saying he doesn't care about us. He's only cares about himself.
That sounds about right. That sounds right.
Transition walk, day number two. Oh, my God. 7 interviews from Josh Turner, country music star, to Bill Murray's brother, who's a famous chef, who's got a brand new book out, to actress Sharon Gless. I mean, it's just the morning was just filled. And now you got to go stand at customer service and look at those stars. The people that come in, the people that buy, the people that come in to complain, the people that want to steal from you, they're stars in their own right. Would it be mean if I said, go ahead and ask them? They'll tell you they are. Something didn't smell right, period, about that whole entire situation.
No, so Nane came up to me and was like, hey, I think this woman's not scanning this dish show. And I looked up and she's looking around to see who's looking at her. And then you went over there to assist her, and when you left, she immediately turned around and was following you with her eyes to see where you were going.
She saw that I saw, when she had underneath her coat.
Yes.
She noticed that I saw that.
And then I did a security page, and she immediately started panicking, and then the machine wouldn't let her go forward, so when Nang went over there to clear the machine for her, she knew she was busted, and she said, you know what, I'm just going to go to Family Dollar, and it's cheaper.
Yeah.
So...
Right, but see, that's the thing, right? We see the signs, and we just get... Sometimes we don't get it right, but this time we got it right.
They make it obvious, you know? Yeah. If they didn't look around, they wouldn't draw attention.
That's right.
Today is Veterans Day, and our store is saluting our U.S. troops by giving them 11% off. And so the gentleman didn't get his 11% off, and it's like, you're still going to get it, dude. You're still going to do it. You know, thank you so much for doing what you've done for this nation, and I just wish we had more time to talk with these veterans.
Yeah, I ain't in the hood. Thank you very much. Thank you.
What was he? What did he lose?
He lost his debit card in the machine.
You know what? I walked by that machine earlier and it said, "Please take your receipt." And I thought, why? I thought, why does it keep saying that?
Right,
and then
right.
That's why his card was in.
His card was
yes,
still
sir,
in.
Go ahead.
So the the things that I'm learning about is that people will, if they're losing something, I bet you we have a 98% turnaround. In other words, you come back, we'll probably have found it for
that's
you.
That's what he's saying.
Yeah,
they don't
step
here.
Wow, wow. And then praise God.
Transition walk, day number 3 out of 4 this week. I was doing some studying this morning. Nidra is my meditation. I invite you to get into that. I think that these transition walks are definitely a part of that. But I learned something very valuable today, that your nostrils, you breathe out of your right one and you breathe out of your left one, but you don't do it at the same time. It switches every 75 to 90 minutes. And the goal with Nidra is to try to balance out the oxygen. Whereas if you breathe in through your right nostril, it's actually helping out the left side of your brain and vice versa. But it's one of those things that, you know, learning how to properly breathe is where you find peace. And I think being out here on a transition walk, which I invite you to do sometime, before you do anything, go on a transition walk and understand who you are as you transition through your day. The day starts off kind of odd today, kind of a continuation of yesterday, which was the, we made mention 80 to 90% of the people that lose things in the store come back and we have found it for them because people are nice enough and honest enough to return it. So today I'm doing my normal putbacks as we start off the day. And here's this bag tied shut, everything like that. So it's got a bunch of candy in it. It's got a birthday card. And right there was a credit card. It's like, oh my God. So this is not only a left behind, but they don't realize that their credit card was just tossed in the bag. We've got a situation with our guy in self-checkout, and he doesn't understand the importance of why we are looking for ID, so they can check the age and make sure that we're not selling alcohol to minors. And he looks at me and he goes, well, what do you mean? I said, it's illegal if you are selling alcohol or cigarettes to people that are under the age of 21. Oh, you mean I'm supposed to be looking at the numbers? Yeah, and type them into the computer. You know, well, what do you mean? I've been doing the breathing technique that I learned in Nidra today, where you're trying to, you know, even pace the breathing, get enough air in there going through both. It takes focus and concentration, but you've got to really kind of readjust the nose. And what happens is that then you feel the air. And really, I'm in a great mood by evening out the air going into my lungs through my nostrils. I've been part of the grocery store world for almost 3 years now, and it just occurred to me while at register number 1, I ring up the eggs and I ring up 4 chicken breasts, and I thought to myself, well, that's an oxymoron. We take the eggs and we eat the bird that gave us the eggs. So we found a new tea here. It's not really a new tea because you go to a Vietnamese restaurant and you'll be able to do this, but it's bubble tea, brown sugar bubble tea in a can. Well, how much was it?
$4.49
for this thing. That's about the size of a monster drink, isn't it? Yeah. You know, it's got tapioca in it. Would you drink it? Well, why do you want to buy it then? You said you were going to buy it if you were not going to drink it. Deshaun, all you want to do is spend your money. That's all you do.
I can't find it. Just
if you can't find where we put it back, you're going to buy it. Oh, I'm going to go through the store and find a bunch of stuff that we can't. So Mohan is with me right now. This is bubble tea. It's kind of an Asian tea is what it is. What it is. You're familiar with tapioca?
Yeah, of course.
Okay, so it's tapioca, like the pudding, in tea.
Tapioca in the tea. Is it sweet sugar?
Oh, yeah, it is very, very sweet, yeah. And so
it looks good in the picture, too, but I think it depends on once you taste it, see how it, because I never tasted it.
Would you pay $4.43 for this can?
43 cents?
Yeah, $4.43.
I would not.
Would that? Yeah, yeah.
Bubble brown sugar tea with tapioca pearls in it, and it comes from In Tea. I'm not familiar with it.
I mean, I'm looking at that first time.
Yeah.
To tell you the truth.
Yeah. So you would not buy this?
I've never bought that before.
Yeah. Yeah.
So I don't think I'll pay $4 for a can of.
I'll wait till it's 75 cents off. 75% off.
Just received word that the bubble tea, that there are many multiple flavors when it comes to it. Here it is right here, International Row. So we talked about the one. Here's one that's bubble taro tea, which is with the tapioca in it as well. I wonder, what's taro? So now it's really got my attention. The one that we had up there was brown sugar. Now there's another one here with honeydew. Oh, God, now that... That I would love to try. Honeydew with the bubble tea with the tapioca. So, yeah, $4.49 for it. That's good to know, man, because there's a restaurant just up the street that has authentic bubble tea. So, be very interesting to kind of pass that word forward. Transition walk, day number 4. It's freezing out here. My God, this is a wake-up call. I'm fresh out of church. You know, you got to get your Bible on, your God on. You got to do that stuff to help you understand who your community is. And because people that come into the store, and I'm not going to get all religious and all that kind of stuff, but people that come into your store are hurting. They're questioning. They're in places of doubt, fear, shame. Many of them think that, you know, their lives are over because this didn't happen. And for some reason, I just really believe that my true calling is to be just one little sliver, a ray of light. Arriving at the store, day number 4, I know that it's going to be pretty hectic in there because I saw who was going to be on the team today. There were a lot of checkouts. Seems to be our place right now where, you know, people, maybe it's the holidays or whatever, but I want to record what new guy Bill is going to go through, and I'm going to see if I can get that documented. I saw this place last night and saw all those people gone. I mean, you had no idea these two were going to be on, or did you?
No. Welcome to the shit show. I didn't know. Well, I knew Adela wasn't going to be here. I didn't know Tayana wasn't going to be here. She was very dependable. I come in, the customer service manager's here working. We got only one bagger. We have no carts because it's so damn busy. So that one bagger is running out there to grab two carts at a time because that's all he can grab. I've been on a register for 3 hours. Yes, ma'am. Hi. Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, absolutely.
Thank you. Yes, ma'am.
You know, people, they don't believe us when we say that we get fake $100 bills always trying to be handed to us. And what they do is they come in and they look for the newbies, the people that are brand new to the cash register, and they haven't been trained to really make sure that, you know, that the $100 bill really is a $100 bill. And sure enough, register number 5, he's only been part of the team for maybe 2 weeks, got busted. And it was a quick fist is what it was. And so he gave him the $100 bill. He checked it out. It went through. And he says, oh, no, wait a second. I want to trade it with this one here. And he didn't do a double check. In my hand right now is a one-step pregnancy test, and it's got a piece of tape over it. The tape is what signals to the people in the back that there's something wrong with it. And, of course, my imagination is going, there's something wrong with the pregnancy test? Did it not give them the answer they wanted, so they brought it back to get their money?
Yeah, but something like that, though, he goes into penalty, what, for 30 days?
Honestly, I don't think so, because when I gave my $200 to a customer, all I did was got a write-up.
Yeah. But still, it's the hall of self-shame.
Yeah, and it was just the fact that we did a huddle yesterday, and she went into detail about don't give money back. Like, if they give you money, don't give it back. And so, and he was in that huddle. I got a picture of him. So
oh,
it's just like...
No. See, now he understands.
Yeah.
Thanksgiving is very close, but it's still like 2 weeks away. But boy, the way people have been shopping all day today, it's amazing what they're buying. And I hear the same story from everybody. They're buying early, A, because the sales right now are just through the roof. And number 2, get the stuff that you need right now, because next week at this time, they'll probably be off the shelves. And then you're going to be wondering, well, what are we having for Thanksgiving? I should have went shopping last week. So just breaking records like you wouldn't believe with sales.
What would be a happy number for you to be on the night team? What, 5 people? So you need more than that?
9
people, really?
Nine.
Well, it's a big store. And I'll bet you, I mean, if you really sit down and think about it, like with the sales that we've had today, our shelves are empty right now. And that
really?
Means, oh, yeah, they're very
empty.
How many people you got on your team tonight?
4.
And you just told me 9 would be the supreme team. Oh, my God. Oh, my God. You know... Give me some good money. I'll come work for you at night. I need a lot of money. Night number two with the bubble tea. Are you familiar with bubble tea?
Oh my God, I love bubble tea. Oh,
wait, has
we
it in
have
the can?
One?
Yeah, there's three different brands over there of bubble tea.
Oh my God.
So, but last night nobody had the courage to try it.
Oh. All right,
we'll do it again. So this is brown sugar. Then they have one over there with honeydew melon.
No, I don't like that.
And something called taro. T A R O.
Taro. I think what? I like that one. Taro milk.
Maybe that's what it is. But
yeah.
But everybody comes in here with bubble tea in their cups because there's a restaurant up there.
Yeah. Okay, wait, where is it? I want the taro. If you go get me a taro milk, I'll go try it out.
All right, I'll do it.
All right.
So that says a lot right there. I'm away from them now. But okay, so they saw the bubble tea. They knew exactly what it was. And so now with the taro, which she said was milk, so it's going to be really interesting to find out, you know, how they're going to do this. Oh, yeah, that was a good one.
Ooh.
What's it look like?
It's like a light brown color.
Ooh, look at that.
Ooh,
okay.
Smell good?
That's
good.
Like your purple, isn't it?
No, it's not. It's just like
that's
a
what I'm saying.
Color.
I would expect like something purple
yeah,
would be inside
that's what I thought it was going to be.
The taro is purple.
That tastes really good. That tastes this tastes like bubble tea. Like the ones that you get.
The real one, then.
Yeah.
Does it have the tapioca?
I don't see it.
Well, she didn't shake it up.
I didn't. Oh,